Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back to the Clear the Screen show. My name is Billy Adme. I have the honor and privilege of interviewing my sister in mission, Melissa Dealey, today on the show. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you, Billy. I'm so excited to do this with you today.
We're always doing so much work together. It's always fun when we get to actually speak to each other and share each other's stories. So let me introduce my beautiful sister here. Melissa Dealey is an integrative mind-body health practitioner, trainer of NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and magnified healing, dedicated to helping clients detox and heal their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Melissa is also the co-founder with me of Amplify Impact Academy, where we train others in mind-body healing modalities and to expand her impact. An international speaker, five-time best-selling author, Melissa hosts the award-winning Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast, ranked in the top 2% globally by Listen Notes and recognized with the 2024 Women in Podcasting Award. When not working with clients, Melissa is either outdoors with her daughter, skiing or hiking, or dedicating her time to her nonprofit, Girls Matter, which focuses on keeping girls in school in Uganda and Kenya, breaking the cycle of poverty, one girl, one family, one village at a time. Melissa, I'm so excited to come here with you today and be able to actually learn from you, because we're learning from each other all the time. And I just want to say I'm so excited that we get to do this work together in this lifetime again.
Thank you. And me too. And I love knowing that it's not the first time we've done this work together as well, because it just further solidifies how wonderful our partnership is and how we came together and met and just fell into this, because we were both following the breadcrumbs. The resources were coming to us and we were both saying yes, because we were in alignment with who we are and where we're going. And it's been such a beautiful journey. So thank you.
And it is so cool because we come from such different worlds. Yet we all of humanity has the similar story of here you were on Victim Island. And now after doing this work, putting the investment in, getting in tune with who you are, tapping into your brilliance and your magnificence, now you have come over here to Solution City. And as we always say, it's such a more fun place to be. There's better restaurants and, you know, like roller coasters and amusement parks. It's so much more fun here. So can you share what your journey was like, your hero's journey from where you were on Victim Island over here to Solution City, using the tools now that we actually teach others?
Absolutely. So I'm going to go back 10 years, because it was 10 years ago where I was let go when Big Fish bought Little Fish from my corporate job. And I'd had a wonderful career there. I really enjoyed it. It was a 24-year career, a lot of fun. And then one day it was no more. Mm-hmm. And not only that, the way that they let me go was really disappointing. I was literally called by my boss because I worked remotely and given an hour to clear out my desk, no word of thanks. And that hurt after 24 years of service.
Right.
And so, you know, yeah, there was that Victim Island. Why me? You know, other people are keeping their jobs. How come I'm the one leaving? How did I fail? What's wrong with me? All of that piece of it that started to happen. And then I decided, you know what? I don't want to live my life that way. And I didn't have the tools that I have now. However, I didn't want to live my life that way. And so my mother had always taught me, you know, one door open, it closes, another door opens. So I decided to look at it from that perspective and what doors might now be opening. And oh my goodness, the journey that I've been on in the last 10 years has been so guided. I have literally just been following the breadcrumbs to get where I'm at here, to be reconnected with you, to be living in Solution City and have all the tools. It's been so incredible. And just to kind of identify some key points through that, was that, first off, I was introduced to a company that specialized in brain supplementation. And I thought, well, that's interesting, because I had decided, okay, if I'm not going to have that job, then I want to find something else that A, I was going to do for myself. I wasn't going to work for someone else again. B, I wanted it to be more of service to the humanity, to humanity and the planet. And at the time, I had no idea what that was going to be. And then this brain health company was introduced to me. And I knew there was a lot of Alzheimer's out there. And I went, huh, well, what if we could teach people how to look after their brains, where I haven't been taught that, and other people probably haven't either. And if we could teach that, then we wouldn't have all of this Alzheimer's. So I started following this breadcrumb. And then I realized, as I was sitting there in a meeting with the CEO of that company, that I had really good genes, because my grandmother at the time was 99 years old and still living by herself, fully cognitively functioning, caring for herself, right? And I wanted to be just like her when I grew up. And then something inside of me went, can you just rely on good genes? And I went, huh. And I started comparing her life to my life. And she was born in little old Christchurch, New Zealand, bottom corner of the world, before World War II and all the toxins that were in have been introduced since then, eating organic food grown on their own property. And I compare that to my life, which has been fabulous. And I had the good fortune to be raised in Tokyo, Japan. However, it was during an era where their manufacturing plants were spewing out toxins all over us. And so I realized, wow, I'm way more toxic than my grandmother is. And therefore, I need to do more than just sit back on my laurels and rely on my genes to get me to being able to live and fully cognitively functioning at 99 years old and caring for myself. So then I started learning about detoxing and the power of detoxing. And then that led me into health coaching school. And at the same time, because the universe wasn't taking any chances of me not going to health coaching school, my oldest daughter got a concussion in her first grade 12 soccer game of the season. And the brain health supplementation was very good for symptoms of concussion. And she'd already been using it. So that actually helped ease her into her recovery. And I wasn't working full time and I wanted to learn. So I started going to all of her treatment sessions. And then 2 months later, my younger daughter got a concussion. And so now I'm dealing with two very different concussions. When I got the phone call about my younger daughter's concussion, I was driving to Vancouver through Britannia Beach, right along the ocean. And I got that phone call. And when the gym teacher told me she had a suspected concussion from grade 8 gym class, I literally threw my arms up and went, looked at the horizon and went, what? This is how you show me my path? Stop taking out my children. Another breadcrumb, because two very different concussions and me guiding both of them really showed me how much support people need on their healing journey. And so I started going to health coaching school. And I was invited to work at a holistic clinic. And so I just kept following these breadcrumbs. And from health coaching school, I was then introduced to integrative health and functional medicine lab testing. And I thought, well, that's fascinating, being able to actually get lab tests for imbalances in the body, looking for root cause of what's going on and showing this to people and helping them heal from chronic illness, because we can bring the body back into balance when we know these deficiencies and imbalances. So I jumped right into that. And then I started writing wellness protocols for people and loved this work. And some people could follow their wellness protocols really well. And others would attempt and then fall off. And so I started questioning my ability as a coach. How come some people could do this and some people couldn't? And as always happens, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I had a naturopathic doctor reach out to me saying, hey, I love what you're posting on LinkedIn. Would you be interested in a coffee chat about the world's four most powerful mind-body healing modalities? And so, of course, I was interested in that. So I said yes. And we got on that call. She started talking to me about the unconscious mind. And I knew I had an unconscious mind. I knew that it kept my body alive. I really didn't know anything more than that. When the way she was talking about it and the programming and how that happens in our younger years, I suddenly realized, like, just boom, that's why these other people were not able to follow through with their wellness protocols. It had nothing to do with my coaching.
Right.
It had everything to do with their programming. And then I went, oh, I need to learn this. And so I jumped in and started learning NLP, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and thought, I'll just be a practitioner. And loved all of that learning. And then at the practitioner level, when I learned that in the master practitioner level, you get the entire meta health program and all the protocols to help people heal holistically using these tools. Well, of course, I had to sign up for that.
Yeah.
And from there, I just realized I can impact more people if I become a trainer and train others in these tools versus working one-to-one with people. And so that's what led me to this place of being a trainer, which is where I met you at my trainer's training. And the rest is history in terms of our partnership and creating Amplify Impact Academy. And it has been an incredible journey of being guided every step of the way. And I love it because I know that I am on my path. I'm in alignment with my path. And that fuels me each and every day.
What a beautiful story. And again, so different from mine, yet so similar in so many ways.
Yes.
And this is what I love is that really we're all just, you know, I heard this from one of my mentors, we're all walking each other home. And home is just, who are you, right? Who is Melissa Dealey before corporate told her this and before her family told her this and her media told her this? And really, sometimes the, you know, bad things happen in order for us to get back on our path. I love what you said, stop taking my children out. However, what a beautiful learning that was.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have a really powerful story with your own health. So I'd love for you to talk about that because it is such a powerful example of when life throws something at you, when you are looking at it from Solution City and living there, how different an outcome can come from it as opposed to when you're just stuck in victim island about, oh, the why me? Why did this happen to me? So I'd love for you to share that story, Melissa.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so grateful that I had all of this knowledge and all of these tools to put to use when I went through this. So in late January, early February of last year, I was diagnosed with metastatic malignant melanoma.
So in 2024.
Yeah, 2024, in my lower right leg. And it was just a small mole, you know, less smaller than the size of my thumbnail. And the medical industry, though, particularly in Canada, when they hear melanoma, they tend to panic.
Man.
And I was sent down to Vancouver to see a surgeon, and I booked that appointment. And I actually believed I was driving down to have surgery that day. And when I got there, I realized I was in her office. There was nowhere she was doing surgery. And I said that to her. I said, am I not having surgery today? And she said, no, I'm here to tell you how this is all going to happen. And I went, okay. And she proceeded to let me know that with the melanoma that I had, that she had put it through databases and that this was the protocol. And she wanted me to remove. First of all, I had to go to St. Paul's Hospital and get flooded with some blue toxin to light up my lymph nodes so they could determine which lymph nodes needed to be removed. And that would then determine my chemo and radiation treatment. Well, as a holistic practitioner, I wasn't interested in chemo and radiation. And so I was questioning the need to remove my lymph nodes, particularly after she gave me all the possible negative side effects as a result of that treatment. And I'm thinking, I love skiing. I love hiking. I love paddleboarding. I want to have good mobility in my legs. And there was a risk of me losing that. And so I said to her, I don't want to do the lymph node removal. And she goes, but you have to so that we know the chemo and radiation treatment. And I said, well, I don't want to do that either. And again, I got, well, you have to, because that's how we deal with this. And then she proceeded to tell me that she'd put into a database in Australia and one was in New York. And one of them said that there was a 9% chance that this had metastasized further in my body. And the other one had a 12% chance. And in my mind, I'm thinking 9 to 12%, those are pretty low numbers.
Yeah.
79 to 82%. And so again, I'm thinking, I'm not doing this. I want the mole removed. However, I don't want the rest of this treatment. So I explained all of that to her. She wasn't happy. She gave me documents. She told me that I needed to do more research and read about it so that I would understand why her protocol was the way that I needed to go. I did sign off on having the surgery for the mole removal. And I also asked for a plastic surgeon to do that because I knew that it was going to be, even though it was a small mole, because the area on my leg where it was, there wasn't much extra skin that they may have to skin graft, etc. And then I started driving home. And it's a 2-hour drive home and I'm all by myself. And, you know, the conscious mind is thinking about all the things that have been said to me during this appointment. And I started to go into fear, started to question, who am I to think that I know better than this doctor? And then I started to get into a little bit of fear about this whole thing. And because I have these tools, I realized it very quickly. And I went, nope, I'm not going into fear because fear will tank my immune system at a time where I need my immune system strong. Right. So then I said, okay, what can I do to get me out of fear? Oh, well, let's first ask, how is this happening for me? And just boom, it came to me, so that you have a powerful health story to share with others and give other people options on their healing journey and give them hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I went, yeah, I like that. I can do that. And then I went, okay, now what's the first action I can take to keep me moving forward on my path and staying out of the fear? And I happened to be driving through Squamish at the time and my naturopathic doctor is there. And so I just drove up and stopped in and said, hey, can I have an appointment for high dose vitamin C IV? Because I know that a vitamin C's molecular structure is very similar to that of sugar. And cancer cells have 7 times the number of sugar receptors of a healthy cell. And the cancer cells mistakenly think vitamin C is sugar and draw it all to them, and it will kill the cancer cell and it leaves your healthy cell intact. So I just thought, as an action step, this is really easy to do. Let me start the process. And so I booked in for an appointment there. And that all of those little steps that I took in that short amount of time really helped fuel my courage to keep going down my path. Then I came home and I shared all of this with my husband. And he's not a holistic integrative health practitioner. And I really didn't know whether he would go into fear and think that I should follow what the doctor said, because that's the programming, right? The doctor knows best. However, when I laid it all out for him, he was like, yeah, don't do the lymph nodes. Don't do any of that. Do what you're doing. And so that was awesome, because support is so important here as well, right? Yeah. And it's important on any healing journey that you align yourselves with people that support your healing choices.
Mm-hmm.
And so having my husband on board was really important. And then what I did is I reached out to a local clinic with an MD-ND that I knew who also did IV treatments so that I could save myself driving to Squamish all the time. And I had a chat with her. And initially she said, oh, with melanoma, don't mess with it. Do what the doctor says. And then because I knew her, she goes, okay, but I know you, Melissa, you have a plan. What is it? And I told her my plan of using all of my tools. So using the MetaHealth program, the German New Medicine, using that protocol, using my timeline therapy to release the stuffed down negative emotions related to that incident, which are identified through German New Medicine. Using energy healing, etc., using the high dose vitamin C's. And when I explained all of that to her, she said, you know what? I think that's a really good plan. Do that. And if you need a plan B, we can come back to a plan B, but start there. Again, that gave me more support and more confidence that I could do this my way. Then I worked with an energy healer. I did do the German New Medicine appointment, and I realized the emotional event that caused this cancer to show up. And I already had my timeline therapy cleanup booked for the following Monday, so I cleared that. And I cleared doubt. because as much as I kept taking action to move forward, I had newfound empathy for people who get that cancer diagnosis. Because the programming is so strong that there's only one way to do this. And I still had the doctors reaching out to me and telling me, you have to do this and you have to do that. And even though I'd said I didn't want to remove the lymph nodes, the doctor sent it to the hospital and the hospital called to make the booking for me to go down and take those steps. And so I felt like I was on a bit of a roller coaster or standing at the top of a luge track. And that the moment I went down the luge track, I would be on a journey which I had no way off of. And so I had the full brakes at the top of the luge track going, no, no, I'm figuring this out. I just need a little bit more time. And I'd drop into doubt and then I'd come back up and I'd drop into doubt and I'd come back up. And so I used timeline therapy just to release the doubt entirely. And from that moment, I stood in my power and it was such a beautiful place to be. And I had a call with a plastic surgeon and I had that call and I told her, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not doing all of those things. I simply want you to remove the mole. That's all I need. And I don't want anesthesia. I don't want general anesthesia. I'd like it to be done locally. And she said, no, no, we can't do that. It's too big of a surgery. However, we could do a nerve block. And I went, okay, I can do that. And once I had that conversation under my belt, I was able to talk to the oncological surgeon. Again, in my power, this is the way I'm doing it. And honoring her, you're a busy woman. There's other people that need your services. I don't actually need you, so go and serve the people that do. And I had the surgery. I also did that surgery without anesthesia because, again, I have the tools. I understand trance. I understand that getting deeper into trance, that we can actually use that state instead of anesthesia. So I like to play with my tools and I wanted to test that for myself and I did. And so I had the surgery with just the nerve block and no anesthesia. And that was an incredible experience as well and an opportunity to teach all of the people in the hospital what else is possible. And they were all wonderful and supported that. And when I left the operating room, I turned and said to the anesthesiologist, thank you. And he said, I didn't do anything for you. You didn't have anesthesia. And I said, yes, you did. You allowed me to do this my way. And that meant more to me than anything else. Right. And the beautiful thing about all of this is afterwards in my follow-up appointments for the following year, both doctors continually said to me, you are healing so well. I can't believe how fast you are healing. And what I find fascinating about that is they're comparing me to the people that are, you know, following their protocols, which is putting toxins into their body. And so the body's not only having to deal with healing, it's also having to deal with the toxicity level. Right. My body didn't have to deal with any of that, just the healing. So it's easier on the body, and therefore it happened more quickly. And after the surgery, I had to wait a week before I could ski again. I waited a week and then I was back to skiing. And I wasn't allowed to jump around or do cardio for 30 days because they didn't want the stitches to pull out and I didn't. And after that, I was back to living life fully. And I'm so grateful for the fact that I had all of these tools to allow me to navigate that journey, which is such a difficult journey for people. I get it. And to be able to navigate it the way that I did and to share this with others who want to choose their own paths and let you know it is possible.
I love that. And it's just that whole saying, when you know better, you do better. And majority of the world just doesn't know that there's another way. And I know you and I both share this mission is getting timeline therapy into every household so that people know they can heal trauma without talking about it.
Yes.
And it's the same thing that just because this happened to you doesn't mean there's only one way. There's so many ways. Our bodies are magnificent. They were designed to heal themselves. And the more we can allow our bodies to do that, and when I say bodies, I mean our four bodies, not just, you know, humanity's bodies. Love that you call yourself the friendly toxin slayer because you're, you know, detoxing not just the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And that's part of the power of this work. And I know you've answered so many of my questions I was going to ask you already in your powerful stories. However, what was that one moment for you or that breakthrough during this work? Even though this whole cancer story is a huge, huge breakthrough. However, was there a specific moment when you started learning this and doing this work where you truly felt your identity shift? Like something clicked at the level of your unconscious mind, not conscious mind, where you're like, oh, now I know.
I truly think it was when I was able to release doubt in that timeline therapy session. That was the biggest shift for me, because I literally felt myself step into being a different person. And I knew that I could do this. And there was no more wavering after that. I didn't have to hold my feet out at the top of the luge track anymore, because I just wasn't even at the top of the luge track anymore.
What beautiful.
And that was the moment where all of this work really came together for me to be able to navigate this journey the way that I did. And, you know, timeline therapy, as you know, it's an hour. And my neurology shifted so much in that hour that I was literally a different person, a new version of myself at the end of that session.
Yeah. And I know, you know, we have questions that we ask our guests, except I want to ask you a different question, because we're on it from the other side, right? Like, we are on the side that we kind of know what most people don't know about their unconscious mind and how it works. So if someone was listening right now, what would be the one thing you would say to them about why it's so important that getting in alignment with your unconscious, building that rapport between the conscious and the unconscious mind, why that's so important, not just for health, but just for their life? What would you say to someone?
Because literally that allows you to live your mission, your purpose, the easy way. You've got your easy button on your desk, Billy, and I will explain why. We are taught through the school system to be in our conscious mind, the 10% of our mind. And I had no idea that there was more that I could access.
Yeah, we think that's just it, right?
Exactly. Until I started learning this work. And that's when I knew I had an unconscious mind. Until that point, I hadn't been on a spiritual journey. I didn't even know there was a higher self.
Right.
And so when I learned this work and realized, oh my goodness, that my higher self has the blueprint of my perfect health and all of the resources that I need in this lifetime to fulfill my mission. And I can't access it through my conscious mind. It's almost like, here you go, and we're going to hide it from you. Here you go. We're going to hide it from you. And when I realized the way to access it is through the unconscious mind, and in order to do that, my conscious mind and my unconscious mind need to be in rapport and in communication. And then the unconscious mind needs to be in rapport or in communication with the higher self, i.e. all three minds in alignment. It made so much sense. And then as I did the work, in order to be able to tap into my unconscious mind and connect to my higher self, life started flowing. Like, it was already happening with every breadcrumb that I received to get me from the corporate world into healing and into health. And as I was going through health coaching school and even through integrative health practitioner training, I was absorbing this information effortlessly, and I couldn't get enough of it. And I just wanted to learn more and do more modules and do it all day and all night long. And it was so much fun. I was so energized by it. And I would go out paddleboarding with friends and go, I have no idea how I'm absorbing all of this information so easily. And they're saying to me, yeah, you sound like a doctor and you just started this not very long ago, right? And I found that fascinating. And it was just, you know, a thought. And at the end of 2020, I had my Akashic Records read. And the Akashic Records are the blueprint of your soul's history. And I learned, and I did it on December 31st on purpose. I thought that would be a really cool way to end the year. And I learned in that first reading that I've been a healer in almost all my past lives. Mm-hmm. I've been a white witch. I've been a wizard. I've always been a healer. And I found that fascinating because it took me over 50 years to get back to healing in this lifetime. And it was never on my radar, not even close. I cared about my health. I cared about it to the degree of nutrition and exercise. That's all I knew. And I didn't even know a whole lot about either, other than I attempted to eat well and I did attempt to exercise every day. That was it. And then I'm guided back, as you said earlier, Billy, back to myself, back home, into the role that I'm supposed to fulfill in this lifetime. And then remembering what I already knew was why going to health coaching school and doing integrative health practitioner training came so easy to me. And that further fueled me that I was now on my mission. And being on mission just fuels me with joy every single day because I do have purpose to my life. I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, why I'm here, and I love doing it. And even better that I get to do it with you.
Yeah, well, that, and like you said, it just flows.
Yes.
I mean, things have just been, since the moment we met, and I remember that day so clearly because we got put in the same group and we ended up staying in the same group together, and things just flowed so easily. There was never any resistance. And that for me was the big thing, that why should there be resistance? If life shouldn't be full of resistance, because that's not, if it's resistant, you're doing it wrong, right? As we say, if it's hard, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And I love that things have flowed, and all the way to, you know, us launching Amplify Impact Academy in October 10th, 2024. And just even the downloads that came, and we said, should we do this? And there was no hesitation with either of us. Well, yeah, let's do it. Even when we decided to train together. Yeah, let's do it. And I think that's just a testament to when you are living your mission and you are with your soul group and your soul family, it doesn't have to be hard.
Right.
It doesn't have to be hard. And it is just flowed so smoothly. And now, you know, this Clear the Screen show that we have, and our academy and our Quantum Life Mastery School and everything that now we are, as you said, just, it just comes, like the way we teach, it just flows because we know we've done it before. And that's when you know you're on the right path.
And that's what I was just going to add, is when we met on the first day of the training, we thought we were meeting for the first time. And everything has flowed beautifully. And since then, you had your Akashic Records read and learned that we have done this in a past life in the 1850s era. And then we had our company Akashic Records read and learned that the energy of our company, Amplify Impact Academy, was formed back in 1442. Yeah. And again, it just solidifies for me, yes, this is your mission. This is what you're here to do. And keep following the breadcrumbs. Those are the resources that are being provided to you so that you can do this work. And it isn't work. It's pure joy.
Exactly. And that's what the whole mission is. When your soul lights up to do the work that you're meant to do, it will light up. If it's sucking your soul, like a lot of people, I was, you know, as a police officer, it started out great. And then it began sucking my soul because that was the note from the universe saying, you've done your job here now. Now it's time to move on, because we need to learn all these things that we need to learn to do our actual mission, right? And I think that's why both of us, you know, I'm turning 50 this year as well. It took us half a century really to get together and do this work because we needed to learn all those lessons.
Right.
And now coming together and creating, you know, again, the word amplify impact just kept downloading. And I know there was never a moment of hesitation from you. And I said, Melissa, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And for me, being the visionary and you being the integrator, I think that's why we have partnered so well, because we do come from different worlds. We do have different personalities. And, you know, we really work so smoothly together. So my final question for you, Melissa, is what does amplify your impact mean to you? And how do you embody that every day?
what it means to me is that we all have come into this world with gifts. And if we use our gifts, we naturally will amplify our impact, because that means we are literally in alignment and doing life the easy way. And that is what we are meant to do. We're not meant to do this alone. We're meant to come together and lift everybody up that is in our circle, and then have the ripple effect of lifting others up that we don't even ever meet, likely. And it doesn't matter, because we're just creating that ripple. And I embody this every single day through our work at Amplify Impact Academy, and how we are amplifying the lives of our students and the lives of all of the clients that they work with, as well as through Girls Matter, which is the nonprofit that I started back. The idea came back when I was in the corporate world, and I had no idea how to start a nonprofit. And for a long time, it was just an idea in my head, until I went to a conference and I heard a speaker say that we're all here put on this planet to figure out our purpose, to be of service, and to never stop learning. And you don't have to know how, you just have to know your why. And that resonated so deeply with me. And that was the moment where I went, wait a minute, I've had Girls Matter in my head for 4 years at that point and done nothing with it. I need to start speaking it. And when I start speaking it, then the resources will come. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. A month after that conference, we launched Girls Matter with two co-founders. And we've never looked back. And we are helping literally break the poverty cycle, one girl, one family, one village at a time. Because when we educate girls, when they get into the workforce, they grow the GDP of the country. This is how we bring countries out of poverty. And I didn't get stuck in the idea of, this is too big, how could one person possibly do this? Instead, I decided, if I can help one girl, that's all that matters. And I've helped a whole lot more than one girl, and you've joined the board, and we donate 10% of our revenues to Girls Matter. And this book that we're launching is a fundraiser for Girls Matter. And I love that, that we together, we can help many more girls get an education. And that's how I live and embody Amplifying Impact every single day.
I love that. And it's just that ripple effect, right? And, you know, there's this term that keeps coming to me about, you know, one match, like one match can spark an explosion. And that's what we're doing. And that, you know, it just starts with one person. And then that one person touches, you know, their community, and that person in their community. And it just creates this beautiful ripple effect. And so, Melissa, I just want to say thank you. I'm so excited that we have been reunited in this lifetime. And I wake up every day so excited to jump on Zoom calls with you. And I could stay on a Zoom call with you all day long, even though we don't live in the same city. I feel like you are truly my sister in mission, and more than just, you know, we're not blood. However, we are soul family. And I hope that the work that we're doing in the world will bring other soul families together, because really we are all one. And the more we can bring people together and bring humanity together, because God knows the world needs it right now, I think we have such a privilege and honor of doing this work. So thank you for being here, and thank you for being my partner, and so much love to you all the time. And thank you.
Thank you so much, Billy. The feeling is mutual, and I'm equally joyful about getting to spend the amount of time that we spend together doing this work, doing this play, whatever we want to call it.
The great work.
Thank you. Thank you. The great work.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.